Welcome to episode 81, helping a client see the home in every house. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I'm really excited to have a guest in today. I'm here with Peter Gagliotto out of Power Up Coaching, located in Worcester, Massachusetts. Thanks for joining me today, Peter.
Thank you for having me today, Sean.
I'm really excited to talk about this. I know you do a lot of different things over there at Power Up Coaching. I've heard hypnosis all the way over to life coaching. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do for clients, some experiences you've had, and how you are relevant when it comes to this subject of house to home.
Perfect. So what I do is a brief overall is I help people go from where they are to where they want to be. Now, for some people, that's as simple as quitting smoking. That what makes them happy. Other people realize that something is holding them back from achieving their full potential. And with those people, it's really important for me to understand where that block is coming from. You know, and in simple terms, it comes from a memory, a feeling, and a thought. And by really working with that person to change how they view that feeling, thought, and memory, it allows them to become free so they reach their full potential at astronomical rates. You know, they don't get hung up on, you know, their old thoughts of, I can't do this. It becomes, no, I can do this, and I will do this. And it creates those amazing transformations where I've seen people who wanted to open their own gym to go, I can never do that because I have a accent, to, at the end of their first month, having $10,000 in revenue from clients before they even opened. And then, you know, for other people, it's, you know, I don't like my job. My job doesn't appreciate me. It doesn't value me. And I bring them to creating their dream job, what makes them have their passion come out. And in the end, it fulfills their life and they feel excited for what they're doing. Now, when it comes to home buying, we do that same experience. You know, a house is a house. A home is a home. And when we look at a house, we have to imagine it being our home. And when we can take experiences, you know, having someone come into a home and be like, oh, yeah, my kids can play in the yard, or, man, this great family room, I can see myself having parties here. It no longer becomes just a building. It becomes an experience. And those experiences are what keep people enjoying their decision. I've seen people where they regret, or they have those second thoughts, not really regret, but they have those second thoughts of, is this the right home for me? Is this the right house? But when you give them that experience where they can go, yes, like this is what I love. I love the yard. I can do this. And I can put a swing set there and a garden there. And in the kitchen, I can have, you know, these meals made. It becomes so enjoyable to them that they never question if it's the right choice for them.
Sure. Excellent. It seems like, you know, whether it be life coaching, business coaching, coaching on general and housing, it's almost like the same issue is always there and underlying. It's just a matter of which exact issue it is at that point, if that makes any sense, if I'm not in a conundrum there, but just the reality of the fear of the unknown, the unwillingness to take the risk, the inability to see maybe the potential for the future, or just be willing to take that, you know, first empty nest stage, like the bird willing to fly out of the nest the first time. You might fall, you might get yourself, you don't know, but that unwillingness to commit seems to be the biggest issue. Would you find that to be true?
I agree, because with anything we do, the first time we do something, like if they're a first time home buyer, it's scary. It's a big unknown. They don't know what to expect or what's going to happen, or are they making the right choice? And in our lives, we experience that all the time. It's just in general, we tend to forget about it. Yeah, you know, when I think back of when I was learning to tie my shoes, I was scared. I was like, why can't I just stick with the Velcro? I know the Velcro. And they're like, no, you got to learn to tie your shoes. And I screwed up and I messed up and it got me scared. And I got anxious that, am I doing it right? I'm not doing it. But now I tie my shoes no problem. I don't even think about tying my shoes because I was able to work through that experience. I didn't let that fear stop me from getting to where I wanted to be. And that's something we all experience in our lives, is that fear of the unknown, like you said, of where are we going to go and how are we going to get there? And is it the right choice? Is it the wrong choice? And that's where, you know, realtors come in, people who show the house going, this is the house, physically what it looks like. And then you add those great memories of our childhood growing up going, you know, if they are people who love watching TV, you know, you go, here's the living room. Imagine a TV right there. And they may go, I don't see it there. I see it on this wall here. And, you know, they're becoming involved. And they see their kids playing on the couch or on the floor. And it's not just a building to them. And that fear that this is a mistake or this could be a wrong choice becomes, no, like, this is where I see my family in 15 years. You know, watching them grow up, you know, if they have kids, you know, when they go on their first dates, they're going to be at this store. And you embrace it all. And that fear goes away because you're not focused on what could go wrong. You're focused on what you're going to build. And that makes a big difference when we live in fear or excitement.
Yeah, I like what you just said there. It's not focused on the fear of what could go wrong, but focused on what could go right, which is so often avoided in modern day life. We have been taught from the moment we are born to constantly be watching out for everything from falling down the stairs to the ability to go out and drive the car the first time. Nobody really wants to give you a, what if you do a great job? It's always really, what if you don't do well? So one of the things we teach here at the company at Movementum Realty, we're all Move Mentors. We work on explaining the ideas of all this, of that you're going to be sometimes outside your comfort zone, and I'm not going to make it for you. I can't change the situation, but I'm going to be there as a guide to you to make sure you don't fall. I'm going to be there as your training wheels. You're riding the bike, and eventually you can drop me, but I'm going to be there as the training wheels. I'm going to be there as that helpful person and not as the one just taking over the transaction, because otherwise you're going to end up being towed behind me versus being along with me. And in the house to home thing, I think one of the first things that I teach the agents to do is ask the person on the phone, especially when you get a cold lead, you don't know them, is what motivated you about this property? Because to uncover the motivations is going to bring up what the end goal really is. Because we can all talk about it being money, a big yard, or all these things, but why is it a big yard? Is it a big yard because we want a dog, or is it a big yard because we want a pool? If it's a big yard because we want a dog, do we really need to have beautiful grass out back? Probably not. But if it's a big yard because we want a pool, does it have to be level? Yeah, it does. It can't be a hillside. So knowing these underlying motivations of what makes a house a home for that person, I feel like that's a really powerful quality. What do you think some of the things, I know with your hypnotism and that side of the business and life coaching, you're always having to draw things out of people. What are some things that people can do to make someone more comfortable to expose them true self versus the constant that we get where people try to expose what they think we want to see, but to get them to say what they are?
Yeah, so the big thing we can get out of people is the why. And you touched upon that. Why this particular property is the one they're looking at, you know, because when we think about it, there's thousands of properties out there, but this one was the one they wanted to look at. So when we ask them why, a lot of people the first time will give you a nice surface answer. And I find that a lot with my, you know, coaching clients is people go, well, it's the right neighborhood, it's the right town, I grew up here, you know, but the more you get the reasons why, the deeper it goes, because it goes, man, I really love how the backyard has this, you know, trees back there, because those trees are the ones that remind me of what I had growing up. And I can see, you know, my kids playing on a tire swing out there. That's a deep why on why they chose that property. It wasn't because it's a newer home. It's not because it had updated appliances, which those are very common things on the surface of why we pick certain things. But we never really pick things because of our conscious reasons. There's something deeper than that with every decision we make. And when we can just ask them questions, you know, talk to them, they're people, you know, and when we ask them the simple questions of, you know, why, what do you like about this? You know, they can say, well, I don't really care about that. And you go, all right, what about this over here? And they go, that I really care about. And you go, well, why do you care about that? And they start talking. and you just let them talk, you know, hear what they have to say, absorb, because they're going to say something small that is really big. And when you pick up on that and you go, that's the reason why you want this, because this reminds you of your childhood, or this reminds you of a wonderful memory you have, that they go, yes, that's what it is. It's, this other stuff is nice. This other stuff is great. But this feeling I get is what brought me here. And when we understand that feeling, we're allowed to really connect with it and say, so, you know, this feeling you have is the one where you really pick this house out of those four or five other houses. And they go, yes. You go, great. And it doesn't mean you don't want to show them the other houses. But, you know, this is the one they have the biggest connection to. It's the one they're going to be able to build the bond with that makes them excited to move in, to excited to continue on the process of buying that house, because they're always going to have that unconscious feeling of excitement, of joy, of, could even be love for what they're seeing and feeling.
I like that. Often I talk to agents and I say to them, it's easy as a really good salesperson, as a talented salesperson, to sell anybody any house. But the problem with that is you don't end up with a repeat business. You don't end up with a happy client. During that heightened time of awareness, during that stressful moment, they may make the decision to purchase that home. But then once they start trying to live there, quickly goes from being a home to being a house and then needing to be back on the market because it doesn't work out for what they really thought. The quick, shallow mind, the fast thought, the you need to make an offer now because we're in a multiple offer situation, induces that offer, but never truly leads to pure happiness, which can be a real challenge when you get somebody into a house. Because as a real estate professional, you can't focus on the one sale. You got to focus on the lifelong opportunity you have with the person. I just want to talk about one other subject today. When we deal with sellers often, we deal with this house versus home, but we deal with it upside down. It's the inverse of what we're talking about here right now. It's you have somebody who has lived inside of what was a house, what was a building, and they have turned it into a home. When they look in the backyard, they see Johnny swinging on the swing set. Even though the swing set came down 5 years ago and went into a dumpster, they still see it. They still see little Susie licking the spoon from making brownies on the weekend. They still see that birthday party and that Christmas tree that stood so proud and tall, but looks like something you'd find in a historic magazine at this point, but it's still as beautiful and lustrous as ever with that person. What advice can you give for real estate agents on a more sensitive manner to deal with this overall? I imagine teaching people to quit smoking, teaching people these things is really almost a battle with that same nostalgia and that same daily routine and things. So I gotta imagine you must have some great methods that you could think about that would work for helping be sensible, practical, as well as actually make some movement.
So when it comes to people's memories, right, they never go away. You know, they're there forever. And when someone can relive that memory, they don't need to physically be there, you know. And when they can understand that they can let go of something physical, so like you'll be smoking, they're letting go of the physical cigarette. But what they're keeping is the memories that they used to smoke. You know, those don't ever go away. They're there. But they see them differently. They go, you know what? When little Susie was six and we made those brownies in the kitchen, that was a wonderful memory. She made that mess all over the floor and, you know, we laughed about it and we cleaned it up. They know wherever they go, they can make new memories. It doesn't make those old memories less important. It doesn't make their moving on a problem that they're leaving behind. You know, we all have our sentiments of when we get attached to stuff, and it's hard to let them go. And that comes from the fear that we're not going to remember them. We're not going to relive them. You know, those are gone, and we forget that new memories are coming. You know, and it doesn't take away from how great those old memories were. It just means that those new memories are going to be just as great, if not even better. Because they're more powerful in the new part of your life, you know. So when someone quits smoking, they give up that old cigarette, they have those old memories, But now they're creating new memories as a non-smoker, as someone who sees life differently, who sees new memories, new experiences. It doesn't take away those old ones when they were so useful and powerful, but it allows them to enjoy the new ones without worrying about the old ones disappearing, because they never go away. You know, I still to this day talk to my brother about memories that happened, you know, in my parents' house, who, you know, we don't get to see that often. And it still brings a smile to my face, because that memory is just as real now as it was back then. And just because we move doesn't make those memories disappear. But when we make new memories, we can incorporate those feelings of the old memories, which makes it so much more powerful.
Yeah, that's excellent information there. I think for a lot of people, the remembering to keep it sensitive to the idea of just not crushing it, and to really sell the idea of the next chapter, and that this is not an end to anything. It's just the next chapter in a lifelong book. And I think overall knowing that memories are there permanently is a big thing for agents to remember when you're talking about things. Sometimes, you know, when I say the color red right now, you're thinking maybe of an apple, I'm thinking of a fire truck, we're still talking the same color. When we're looking out at the lawn, that same anomaly happens. We see just a lawn and they see the slip and slide from the birthday party. So being sensitive to that, but also allowing and educating the customer to know that the next client will not see that. And it's important that we bring the lawn back and do it the credit that's credit due to where it was. So when you have a tired property, sometimes you can explain that we're bringing that memory back. We're pulling it back. We're bringing it back to its last grandness, or explaining that this new group that's going to move into your home, no matter who they be, an individual, a family, whatever, they're going to bring the next set of dreams to parallel along with the last set that were there. They don't erase what was there. They only continue to better and to grow that further. Guys, I think if you can take a lot of this information and put it to practice, that's going to be important. Like all podcasts I do, I always try to make them something that you can take right now and implement it in your business. So think about ways to put this into your business. You're guaranteed to be seeing better results when it comes to getting along with lifelong clients, getting them to see what a house is versus what's a home, and having yourself just have a better relationship overall with your time clock, calendar, and practicality of, is somebody ready? Are they there yet? Or are you pushing them along too far? Thanks for joining us today, Peter. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about how they can get a hold of you and what type of services you offer?
So you can reach out to me at yourpowerupcoach.com. And on there, you can help see that we have life coaching. We also have business coaching, as well as other hypnosis works, such as helping you lose weight, help you quit smoking, helping you get past that old limiting belief that you feel, and you may not even know what it is, but that you feel has been holding you back from reaching your full potential. And it's something that it's fun to experience, and it's a fun process to go through, because it's something where you can enjoy, you can track, you can watch, you can experience, and you see it happening in front of your eyes. Just making those new choices, getting you from where you are now to where you want to be in the future.
And I wanted to say to you guys that are listening, Peter is not your average, just person that you find in the phone book and you go in and you pay money to somebody for an illusion. Peter, tell them a little bit about your certifications as far as overall in hypnosis.
So with hypnosis, I'm actually certified through the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest organization in the United States as far as hypnosis goes. And that training was, for me, 3 months long of rigorous training and exercising and mastering my skills. But even from that, there isn't a week that goes by where I don't continue my education, because I know every week I can get better. And I've seen, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of clients by now where they get to experience the change. And it's not one where they've ever just come into my office, they left my office, I never talked to them again. I like to make sure what I'm doing is working. So every client hears from me, whether it be a week, 6 months, a year, I like to stay in touch because I like to know that they're enjoying the changes that they came to me for. And it's not just, hey, you know, thanks for coming in. Have a great life. I like to experience. I like feedback. I love growing in everything I do. And I think that's one of the things that separates me from a lot of people is that I love hearing and becoming, you know, kind of like what you do with your clients is you get this bond and this friendship with them that becomes lifelong. And that only happens by, you know, understanding where they're coming from, seeing where they want to go, helping them get there, and understanding the sensitive nature of what's going on, you know, understanding their memories and what it means to them, but then not letting that stop them from where they're going. And when you get that bond and that friendship, I look forward to reaching out to them because that makes the biggest difference. And me knowing I'm doing an amazing job for people is knowing when I talk to them how great they do.
Thank you, Peter. And thank you, everyone, for listening this week. Remember, we are always hiring We'll Move mentors for real estate agents, both new and existing. We're happy to take you on, train you fully, and provide you with leads right out the beginning. We're excited to hear from you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to DM me, PM me, call me, text me, whatever works best. Remember to subscribe to the podcast, let your friends know, run over and check out the Facebook group, join the newsletter, and read the blog. There's a lot of great free information there that I guarantee will leverage you up to the next level as an agent. Thank you and have a great day.